Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's right, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming up in this next half hour, we're going to be talking with Eddie House, the NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio analyst. We got a little shop talk to do as well. That and much more. But we're going to start with Chris. We're going to start with Jerry Jones, Chris, and some of the comments he had, which was kind of surprising.
At the Senior Bowl, he spoke today. And we'll just play it for you, and then we'll react.
Let's do that.
Go ahead, Rob G. Let's hear it.
Dwell on the fact that you have Dak. I like that. Dwell on the fact that you have Dak. Seriously. Focus on that. Focus on a Dak being better. He's right. He will be better at turnovers. Focus on that and focus on a coach that's come in here and in 3 years and what we're trying to do has had the results that we've had. I understand why, when you look back and saying, well, San Francisco and Cowboys haven't been to a Super Bowl in 25 years, okay? And haven't won a Super Bowl in 25 years. Mm-hmm. I understand that. San Francisco's in the same boat. But my point is, that has not been the same for 25 years. There's been many different things done over 25 years the same way there would have been had you changed out general managers or the same way that you do if you changed out owners.
Chris, you want to go first?
I'll say this. When he said that, and he tried to just slide it in there like it wasn't, you know, like people talk about the Niners the way they talk about the Cowboys.
Right.
But he's right. the Niners have not won a Super Bowl, Rob, since 1994. And I'll be honest, I don't think of them that way. I don't think of them like...
But it's a good reason why you don't, Chris. It's a good reason.
Him, yeah, exactly. This is what we talk about. Jerry Jones, and I get it, Dallas is America's team. But beyond that, Jerry Jones running his mouth all the time, that's why there's all the attention on the fact that your team hasn't won a Super Bowl in 27 years versus there's really not that emphasis on the Niners not doing it. And here's the other thing. Rob, the Niners have been to 6 conference championship games and 2 Super Bowls in those last since they won the Super Bowl 29 years ago or 28 years ago. And Rob, just in the last, since 2011, so basically the last decade, they've been to 5 conference championships and 2 Super Bowls. Now, they haven't won a Super Bowl, obviously, but they've been to 2 and been right there on the cusp of going to 3 more. So to compare the Niners' level of success to the Cowboys, who haven't been to a conference title since they won their last Super Bowl, it is, he's playing fast and loose with the facts. Let's put it that way.
It's just called deflection. Don't look at our mess over here because the 49ers have a mess too. And they were a great franchise. No, Jerry, Chris just spelled it out. They're like 4 teams that haven't been to a conference championship, Chris, in the last 25 years. The Cleveland Browns, an expansion team. The Detroit Lions, who have 1 playoff win since 1957. The Cowboys, and there's 1 other team, and I can't remember.
Blanking on who it is.
It's like, I don't think it's another expansion team, but Chris.
Carolina's been.
They've been there, yeah. It's an expansion team. Even Jacksonville, Chris, went and remember in the AFC Championship game against the Patriots.
Yep.
But anyway, there's like 4 teams, and the Cowboys are 1. This is Jerry trying to deflect. No. No, Jerry. Arizona went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. That's
it was
right.
Super Bowl. Even they went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But my point is that this is a deflection. Don't blame me. No, since you've been in charge, since you've been handling football operations, since you're the general manager and chief bottle washer and talk show host, the Cowboys have been nothing. The conference. Forget about going to the Super Bowl. A conference championship in that long. You want to talk about all the wins you've had the last couple of years? Really? That's what you're bragging and boasting about, the Cowboys? How about Chris owning up and saying, I got something to do with this? You know, like, I'm running this, and it disappoints me that we haven't been able to put together a win. I can accept that, right? I'm disappointed. Yep. I'm leading this franchise, and we haven't gotten it done. What's wrong with that instead of talking about somebody else? This is like the classic – When Kobe was in trouble and he brought up Shaq's name to the police. You remember that? Like, yeah, like Chris, yeah. What?
Right. Yeah, I mean, Rob, he is the one that sets these huge expectations for the Cowboys. Who's the one that in training camp every year, or at least recently, says, I think we can win the Super Bowl? It's him. Chris, and then when you don't do it, now you want to talk about, well, we won 12 games this year. We won 12 games last year. Dak is playing well. And no.
Chris, let me give you the team. I found it. It's the Miami Dolphins since 92. It's still the Dolphins, the Browns.
Yeah, they've been a bad franchise.
Yeah, the Dolphins, Browns, and Cowboys. Those are the 3 longest droughts. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, there it is. And yeah, Rob, I've said it. I don't want to hear from Jerry Jones during the season. I certainly don't want to hear from Jerry Jones right now and the nonsense that comes out of his mouth. And all this talk about I would do anything, I would give anything to win a Super Bowl. No, you wouldn't. You won't give up the mic. You won't give up your weekly radio hit. You won't give up standing by the locker room if that's, I think that's where he does it, Rob, after a game and giving your little quotes. I mean, look, it's great for the media. It gives us something to talk about. But it is not good for your football team. And if you really want to win a Super Bowl, and I'm not saying if he did this, all of a sudden they'd be the favorites next year.
No.
But if you really want to get the best out of your football team, then shut your mouth and stop talking like you're the head coach. Because you create drama with the words that you speak. The reason why we expect the Cowboys to get to the Super Bowl or get to the NFC Championship every year is because you put that out there. And then when you fail, it becomes a huge deal. If you stop talking, Jerry, for this upcoming season and offseason, you know what message that would send to your team? It's all about football. We're not in the entertainment business. We are here to win. We are here to play football, period. But no, it's a circus. It's Jerry and his weekly comments, bi-weekly comments. It's the chase of OBJ, Rob, who couldn't even play this season. Right? Remember that? You're talking about we're going to sign him. He can't even run yet. Now he can, but he couldn't then. It's just foolishness, man. And I'm telling you, I really believe it's all, Rob, how many times, and this is true even in business, Rob, when people talk about building a successful business, a successful organization, a successful sports franchise, they talk about culture, don't they?
Yes.
What is your culture going to be at Fox Sports Radio? What is your culture going to be at such and such corporation? What is your culture going to be at your school, at your franchise? Well, the culture in Dallas is a bunch of loose lips, a bunch of over-promising and under-delivering, a bunch of drama and entertainment, and it makes the franchise popular and a lot of money and keeps them on television. And I guess it soothes Jerry's ego because he won't give it up. And so to compare them to the Niners, you don't hear the Niners, they don't do all this running off at the mouth.
Nope. And they just, but they've gone out, Chris, and they've made changes in the front office. They brought in football people. I don't even know, Chris, currently who the 49ers owners are. I don't even know. Do you? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, Jed York, is he still there?
That was, I don't even think he is, Chris. We could look it up. Rob
he's
G, who's
CEO.
Who's the owner of the 49ers? But my point is, we don't even know their name.
Right, right. But I guess what? Guess if they, and it wouldn't happen this year, obviously. If they win the championship, though, guess who's going to be on that podium?
They will
and
be up there.
Guess who's going to get some credit? Yep.
Right,
he's
and we'll
Jed
know.
Jed York's the CEO.
CEO, so you got it right. I didn't even know he was still there, Chris, and I know that name from the past, but I really thought there was somebody new, but I don't hear anything about him.
No, you don't know.
At
Robert
all.
Kraft, you only really know. I mean, we can laugh about his scandal, but you really only know because when they win, he's there.
Right, and he's won so much, so you've seen him up on the podium a million times.
Know.
Exactly. You wouldn't know him either. And he hangs out with rappers, and he gets rappers out of prison. So we know about him and the culture. But anyway, you're right. And Jerry, I mean, this is just a deflection. Like, I just, it shouldn't, I don't know if who was at the press conference and what else. I mean, what he said or anybody jump in and push back to say, Jerry, that sounds good, but they've been the six conference finals and been the two Super Bowls. You haven't even sniffed one.
Right. We get that you don't, I mean, Rob, there are a lot of franchises that have never won a Super Bowl. So we get that you're not going to win it even most years, right? Nobody wins it most years. We celebrate the Patriots with six and the Steelers with six. The Steelers haven't won it in a while, but they're not a joke of a franchise. Cowboys are a laughing stock. And Jerry is a large reason. He made him a lot of money. Good job. But if you really wanted to just win above all else, then give up the microphone. Set it down. Retire from the mic. You know? I was going to say, be like, I'm trying to think of a rapper that's retired, but I don't know that they retire. They always might. They got a rhyme always in the holster, Rob. They got 16 bars, Ice Cube, LL. They always got a hot 16 somewhere. You know, be like the Sugar Hill Gang and give up the mic.
They gave it up. That's right.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What do you think of Jerry Jones's comments? I mean, do you agree? Look, it's true that the Niners have not won a Super Bowl since 1994, and the Cowboys last won theirs in 1995. But Rob and I think it is complete hogwash to act like those two franchises are on the same level over the past quarter century. What are your thoughts? 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. I'm taking it from your hint on your video hint that this is the Little Mermaid.
No, no, no. That was Flipper. Remember that show, Flipper?
This is Flipper?
Yeah.
No, I remember the name, but I got to be honest, Rob, I didn't watch it.
No, I don't remember.
And judging by the theme song, I'm glad, all right?
Hey, I'll say this. if they were to remake that now, Flipper would be caught in a tuna net. I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, Flipper.
Wow. Was that popular?
No, I remember it as a Sunday night show on NBC. Now, look it up. Is that right?
In the 60s?
Yeah, I believe so.
In the 70s. In the late 60s, early 70s.
That was when Rob was in college.
Yeah. I was married then. No. Okay, here we go. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You ready, Chris? Here we go. Tony in Texas. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Yes, sir. Great show. First of all, can we not only get Jerry off the mic, can we get him off of being the GM for the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes,
he has the second worst winning percentage as a GM. He's hired only two black coordinators, one under Bill Parcells and one under Wade Phillips. The guy, as a GM, is one of the worst. And he's already selling the Cowboys for next year, getting them ready so the stadium can be full. He can be on Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, and making the money. You know, we really need a new GM, but as long as Jerry's there, the Cowboys are never going to win the Super Bowl. I, as a Cowboy fan, prefer to be in San Francisco situation, knowing next year if I get a quarterback, if my quarterback wouldn't have got hurt, maybe I would have been in the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, there's no question. I mean, San Francisco is in much better shape than the Cowboys.
No doubt.
And has been for years.
And Chris, I did look it up. NBC, Flipper, 1964 to 1967, three episodes. He was a Dolphin. Flipper. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Jay in Philly, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jay?
Yo, hey, what's up, yo? How y'all doing today?
We're doing good.
Man. How are you?
Good, man. I can't complain. Now, I've been a Dallas Cowboys fan since I was 11, so I saw them win their three championships in the 90s, and it was a good time, a very good time. And it wasn't until Bill Parcells got there and he was slowly but surely turning that team around, and I started to have some hope, and then he was up out of there. That's when it changed my mind about Jerry. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
And ever since then, it's been a dumpster fire. And it's just like, come on, he makes bad decision after bad decision. And I just, I don't even want to be a Cowboys fan until he goes.
No.
And it's really, really frustrating, and I hate it. And it's like, you have these teams, you have these players that are going to the Pro Bowl, and you're not doing anything with them.
Yeah.
Why do you have that? Why are you getting rid? Like, it's just
Jay. It's tough.
It's so frustrating.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
appreciate
I get it.
Yeah, and Chris, if they he's been there. He's not going anywhere, and we're not. You know, the only way he's going to go anywhere, I think, and not be a part of the Cowboys is when he's not on this earth. Because Jerry's not retiring, Chris. Jerry's not stepping away. It's just I don't see that.
And Rob,
do you?
We're not. No. But
not
but
at
we
all.
Don't. We're not saying. Look, be in the box.
Right.
They'll show you. You'll get. And we say it all the time, Rob. You will get the credit, Jerry. You will be the one they hand the trophy to. You will then be able to speak. But his ego is so big, Rob, and so strong that he would rather. I assume. He would rather lose but be the center of attention then win and let some real football players run this show.
And remember, he's already in the Hall of Fame. He's already there. So win one more, and then this way you can be happy with everything. Tim, Chili Tim in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Yeah, what up, Rob? What up, Noop?
What's up, Noop? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, doing good. I had a thought, man. I think that statement by Jerry, and, you know, as a 49ers fan, I was really insulted, you know, by that comment. But
of course, to be compared to the Cowboys.
Right, you're like, what? We were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Hello? Is this on? Right.
But I was thinking that maybe that was a person who's trying to, fix his legacy, like what would be said about him. Like he's trying to paint the narrative, like, you know, well, after he's gone, like, well, you know, we did do this and we did do that. So like, I'm wondering, like, man, is he seeing the end? Maybe he's like, well, you know, maybe we won't ever win one, but let me try to fix this narrative for when I'm gone, you know, that we won't get all this bad stuff. We can point out, well, we did win 12 games, we did do this, we did that. I kind of thought maybe that could possibly be what's going on there, too.
I think you're right. I think he's definitely, Rob, trying to change the narrative.
Right. And that's why you bring somebody else in, so then people could go, well, he's right. They haven't won.
Right. We're focused on the Cowboys, but the Niners haven't won anything either.
Right. Let's clip in Cal in Alabama real quick. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Cal?
What's up, guys? Hey, being a Cowboys fan, but also a Steelers fan, I grew up in Oklahoma, so I grew up a Cowboys fan. So I'm a Steelers fan now, but still root for the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
If Jerry Jones would be the owner, and not, how many owners do you see have a press conference after every game?
None. In any sport.
Right.
Only one you'll see Robert Kraft on there giving a press conference.
Right. It's over the top. You know what? When we were in Detroit, Chris, thanks for the call, Cal, and William Clay Ford was the Lions owner. He's passed away now. But every once in a while, Chris, after like some big win, he would be in the locker room. Then that would be your time to get the owner. Like, we never see him.
Right.
So if he were in the locker room or down, you know, outside the locker room, we'd go over and say, hey, William, what do you think about your team? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, or whatever. But if we were lucky, once or twice a year we would see him, Chris. And of course, if you see the owner that infrequently, that's your only chance to talk to him. So you would ask him.
The only time I can remember something like this working, Rob, was Steinbrenner.
Right.
And now in the 90s, he wasn't out there quite as much.
No.
Right?
And you know what's funny, Chris, is actually, if you're right, when he was big and bad and always out there and spending money on free agent, they didn't win. Like, that they didn't win. You know when they started winning?
The 70s when they won.
No, they won, and then after that, it was a 16-year drought, but that's when he was really active.
Okay.
After they won more a couple years, then he got really active.
Kind of like Jerry. Probably.
Right, and then what happened was he finally hired Gene Michael, Chris, to be the GM, and then things started to turn around again for the Yankees.
And in the 90s,
Bob Watson was 96. Yep. They won the World Series after a 16-year drought. And then they started to win. And George did step back.
Yep, there it is. All right, Eddie House, NBA champion, joining us in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's an NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Eddie House. What up, E House?
Yo.
We are running late to you. We got to get to it.
How are you, buddy?
You've heard the all-star teams, the reserves name?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Have you heard the reserves who were named for the all-star teams?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it. I've been out here, man. They got me running all over the place with the Celtics tonight. So I've been doing these appearances. So I hadn't had a chance to look at any kind of social media or anything to get any news. Talk to me.
I'm going to give you the West and then give me if you think there were any snubs or guys that shouldn't be on there.
Yep.
Ja Morant is seven of them. Ja Morant, Paul George, Damian Lillard, DeMontis Sabonis, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Lauri Markkanen, and Jaren Jackson.
Oh. Man, that's
Jackson
nice.
Jackson surprised me. I think he got on because of his defense.
What did Sabonis get? Yeah, that's the one I was going to say. Sabonis got snubbed.
No, he made it. Sabonis made it.
Sabonis made it. Okay.
De'Aaron Fox didn't make it.
That's the one. Okay, De'Aaron Fox. That's what I'm saying. De'Aaron Fox didn't make it. Damn. I think he got snubbed because Jaren Jackson, I think he had been kind of missed some time a little bit, didn't he?
Right. Yep. He's played 35 games.
Yeah. And, that's
the name that stuck out to me. And Paul George, yeah. I get it, but
Clippers are playing
Paul
better.
George, too, I don't get that either because he sit out a lot of games. I think we got to start with rewarding guys for playing.
Yeah.
You don't get in if you're not playing. It has to be a certain amount of games that you play for you to get in, number one. To me, it should be a badge of honor to play games. Yeah, De'Aaron Fox not getting in. I think that's the snub right there.
All right, I'm going to give you the East. Joel Embiid, DeMar DeRozan, Tyrese Halliburton, Bam Adebayo, Drew Holiday, and Julius Randle and Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown, great for Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brunson got snubbed.
Rick Brunson, I'm thinking of the dad.
Brunson got snubbed. That's what Shaq said, too.
Because he's a front court player. Not that you had to have him, but.
No, when you reserve, well, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. At the reserve, you could.
They had to pick three front court and two guards, but then you get two wild cards. So they could have had Brunson over Randle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Brunson, I think he's done a phenomenal job with the Knicks. He's the snub over there. Shout out to Jaylen Brown for getting on the All-Star team, pushing to be an All-NBA player this year. So you know where I'm at, man. I bleed green over here. So happy to see him get over there.
Hey, quickly, what about Harden? He's off the radar.
He's
playing great, and they're winning.
Yeah, I think, but you put together, I don't think he played fantastic the whole season.
Early on, he wasn't the same, right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he's played good here of late, and they have as a team. You don't want to knock them, and sometimes that's extra motivation for guys to say, you know what, dude, I need to turn my game up. And, I take disrespect for what they've done, and it makes them play better moving forward. So maybe this could be a blessing in disguise for Philadelphia, because one thing I know about Philadelphia is that as good as they are, I just feel like they're not going to get it done on the defensive end.
I agree.
I just feel like they shortchanged on the defensive end, man. And that's going to be a problem. So regardless how good you play offensively, you're going to have to – it comes down to getting stops. It really does in the NBA and in any sport, basically. It comes down to getting stops, So I just don't see Philly getting enough stops.
Eddie, let me ask you about the Lakers. LeBron and AD are playing in Indianapolis against the Pacers. They're down 13 in the third quarter. It's not over. They can still win this game. But what should we expect on this road trip? They lost in Boston. They lost in Brooklyn. They beat the Knicks in overtime, and now they're losing in Indiana. Is this who they are? Like win a few, lose a few, or can they put a streak together? What kind of team is this going to be?
Well, I think the team is what they are. Their team is constructed. It's a bad roster for LeBron for this reason. You got AD, yeah, that's cool, but you can't trust him night in and night out because availability is the best ability. He hasn't been available a lot. So the one thing that I look at when I look at the Lakers roster, when LeBron was being in championship mode and had opportunities to win, he was surrounded by guys who can knock down shots. They can space the floor. They just don't have that over there. They don't have guys that can space the floor. Nobody is like, I got to hug up. And I love Patrick Beverley. Like, that was my rook when I was in Miami. You're not tugging up on him. You're like, okay, I dare you to shoot, and I'll go contest it, right? Same thing with and no, I'm not disrespecting him because I don't want it to come off like that. I'm just saying it's guys that you say there's no way we're giving him any airspace. You will give airspace to give the help off of Patrick Beverley. You'll do the same thing with Russell Westbrook. If you look at that whole roster, pretty much everybody on that team when they come in, guys aren't solidify like that from the three-point line to where you're looking at like, I have to guard him. Like, we have to hug up. And that just clogs everything up. And let's damn what the Lakers are doing as a team, right? Let's just put that to – what about LeBron James at age 38? The fact of the matter is he's playing at a high level. We've never seen somebody play at this far in their career at this high level, right? It's amazing. Let's give him his flowers, because the one thing about it is once he retires, when he's gone, we're going to talk about him like, damn, remember when LeBron James, remember. But right now, let's give him his flowers for what he is, man. He is a fantastic – I mean, the other night watching him, I was doing a game out here, 41 points against the Celtics. I'm talking about 41 points as 41-9-8, right? As a 38-year-old man. Like, that's unbelievable. You got to give credit where credit is due. The Lakers aren't going anywhere. I understand that. I think we all understand that. So we could kick the Lakers as much as we want to, but the one thing we do got to do, we got to lift up LeBron and say, man, right, listen, what we're watching it is amazing. It's something that we will probably never see in our lifetime again. Somebody who plays this long, because I mean, what, I'm 44 right now. I know you guys are older than me. So in our lifetime, we probably won't ever see somebody to play at the highest level for this many years, especially at the back end of their career. And when so you, we got to give them some flowers for that.
You, of course, played with LeBron. We got about a minute. You, of course, played with LeBron in Miami. Did you see, obviously he worked hard, but did you see a work ethic or even just him getting a treatment level? I know he's got his personal, you know, trainer. That was extraordinary, because obviously it is now, but was it back then? Like, you saw it and you was like, wow.
Yeah, he had his own guys. When he came into Miami, he had his own training crew. He had all that. He had people that, I'm quite sure he had his own chefs and everything like that.
Yep.
He was younger then. So, you know, that's 2011. That's 12 years ago. When I looked at LeBron, I'll tell you the one story that I always say, where I said, this dude is an alien, and God actually touched him when he was in his mother's stomach and said he's going to be the perfect basketball player, able to be able to do everything. Now, he's not the GOAT. I still say that Jordan is, but the perfect basketball player to model with the size, the strength, the speed, the ability to pass, to be able to score, to rebound the basketball, to have strength, LeBron James is that. And it was one morning, man, we had a game. We come in, and it's like 9 in the morning. We have a film session. And everybody wiping coal out their eye and just getting in, yawning. And he walked in last. And when I say he walked in, grabbed the basketball off the rack, went up, bow, dunked that thing. And then came and sat down with everybody else while everybody else was just trying to get – we're trying to wake up, right? You know what I'm saying, from the night before. And he went in there, dunked that thing like, bow. And then sat down, and I looked at Mike Miller. I said, I think he's an alien. Is this – we got to get his DNA. Is he human? Because that's unbelievable right there, because there ain't no way that somebody can come in here and do that with that amount of energy, that amount of force, and just be as great as he is. I mean, to play with him the 1 year, to compete against him as many years as I did, we can't say enough about LeBron James. So, hey, Rob, all right, that was for you. That was for Rob Parker and his hating on LeBron James.
That's our man.
It's all good. You see, I didn't say anything. I let you just run off
at
the mouth.
He walked away. He just came back to the mic. Yeah, I hadn't been in the picture.
I had to go get me some saltine crackers.
You got some wings? Did you go get some wings?
Right. Something. Shoot. All right, thank you, Eddie. We appreciate you, bro.
All right, y'all be cool, man. Thank you. Take
Shop Talks next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
All right, it's the iCouple here on a TV theme song Thursday, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem. Rewards terms do apply. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It's Shop Talk here on the Odd Couple, a segment where we discuss something happening outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us from Tennessee, where a couple of senators have introduced the bill. This is real. That will propose axing Columbus Day as a legal holiday in that state and replacing it with Super Bowl Monday. Because they say people don't want to go to work anyways. They have Super Bowl. So, two-part question. Number one, your thoughts on that move in general. And number two, what's one holiday that you could just think, hey, we can get rid of it and pick a different day to be the holiday instead? We'll start with you, Rob.
Oh,
okay, go ahead, Chris. If you got something, go ahead.
You're hot on it.
Well, one, I'll say, this is Tennessee.
Tennessee.
I'm surprised in the South that they are doing this. We know Columbus didn't discover America. You don't discover something where people already exist.
Yes.
At, right? So I'm fine. I'm surprised they're doing it down South, but I'm fine with it. This would be the day. I mean, we work on these days. So, and certainly we work the day after the Super Bowl.
I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody who's like, oh, I don't want to go to work after Super Bowl. Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't know anybody.
Oh, no. Yeah. Because here's the thought process is that you're up so late. You're up till midnight watching the Super Bowl.
The game starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. The game is over at...
it starts at 6:30, and there is... you're out west, but 6:30 Eastern. Halftime is long as all get out.
It ain't till midnight.
You know, they got a commercial break after every single possession. It's 11, 11:30. If you go to a party, you might have to drive 40 minutes, an hour to get home. Kids, like, because we've had parties... Super Bowl parties where people bring their kids and they got to leave at halftime for school in the morning. Or I get it. I think it'd be great. I mean, it feels weird to have a Super Bowl holiday, but I think it would be great in some sense where if people didn't have to go to work or kids didn't have to go to school on Monday because the party would be able to go on a lot later to be more fun for people.
I just can't get with that. I think it's ridiculous. People, they don't have to take a day off if you don't want to go into work. Who doesn't? There's all kinds of things you stay up late for, and you still get up and go to work the next day. Nah, you could talk about replacing a day. That's fine, but I would rather it be more meaningful and name it after somebody who had a major accomplishment, not after some football game. That Chris, as much as people are into the NFL and into football, Rob G, if 100 million people watched a football game, right, 100 million. That means 230 million didn't watch it. So,
but, Rob, that's one out of three.
No, but I'm just saying, but two-thirds didn't watch it. So it doesn't even make sense to me. It just doesn't.
I wouldn't. It's a Super Bowl holiday seems crazy. But I do. I would like them to give the people the day off. It wouldn't affect us because we're going to be in working. But I think it'd be great. Because like I said, you haven't been to a Super Bowl party where people are like, man, I got to go to work. I got to get out of here because I got work in the morning, or my kids got school. That happens all the time. Rob yeah. G, Alex.
Quickly, I'm on board with any of the Monday holidays being moved to a different time of the year because during football season, it's hard to get time off. So Columbus Day, we can get rid of that one. Labor Day, get rid of that one. And don't cancel me. MLK Day, can we move it to like April?
No.
That would be better.
No, don't even say that. We're canceling you.
Can we get it in June? June would be good.
No.
All right, go ahead,
that is a cancelable
day. It is, Rob G.
I'll celebrate, but let me celebrate when I can take the day off too and celebrate. That's all.
Alex, what about you?
You know what? I'm appalled that this was even brought up or even talked about. People don't like to work anymore, Rob. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Everybody's looking for a cop-out. As being a guy that's going to be taking the day after the Super Bowl off, I am disappointed. I am upset and utterly appalled.
He ain't watching the Super Bowl.
But I am taking the day after off.
What is it called? We out! Back in an hour.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.